The Traveler's Journal, February 15th, with an itinerary for literary travelers. America's filled with the landmarks of the literary giants who've added their particular seasoning to our cultural melting pot. Travelers for whom words are an inspiration often seek out their homes to pay homage and gain understanding about the source of a favorite writer's vision. New England, for example, is rich in literary history. Stop in Concord, Massachusetts to visit Thoreau's Walden Pond, or Orchard House, where Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women. A short stroll away is the old manse at North Bridge, which housed both Ralph Waldo Emerson and a newlywed Nathaniel Hawthorne. The town's old North Bridge is the site from which the shot heard round the world was fired. In nearby Salem, you can visit the House of Seven Gables, made famous by Hawthorne's book of the same name, or call in the Custom House, where he was to have discovered the Scarlet Letter. Other literati whose New England homes have been preserved include Emily Dickinson, T.S. Eliot, Robert Frost, Henry Longfellow, Herman Melville, Sinclair Lewis, Edith Wharton, and Mark Twain. But the Northeast has no lock on literary landmarks. From Pearl Buck's house in Percassie, Pennsylvania, to Washington Irving's estate in Tarrytown, New York, the Mid-Atlantic is well endowed. In the South, the homes of Faulkner, Hemingway, Carl Sandburg, and Thomas Wolfe have been preserved. The West has Willa Cather, John Steinbeck, Robinson Jeffers, and Eugene O'Neill, to name but four. Tomorrow, join us for a quick tour of Britain's literary landmarks. It's always pleasant to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.